Taffy McFadden, are you kidding me? That's right. Today we're interviewing Taffy McFadden here on Will Alexander's Dog Show Tips, brought to you by ProPlan, nutrition that performs.
Hi, everybody. We're here today with Taffy McFadden, and we're going to ask Taffy some questions that I'm all sure you're all dying to hear the answers to. Hi, Taff. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You guys are surviving this isolation all right?
Yeah, we're thankful for good weather and a lot of garden area to take care of, because I think that I've binge-watched everything there's possible, you know, short of whatever the Tiger King was. That's not really my genre.
Yeah, I haven't touched that yet either myself, so I keep being pushed to, but I'm not going to. All right, let's start then. Can you tell me how you first got involved in dog stuff?
My mom and my sister, Honey Glendenning, had Irish setters, a male and a female, and she sort of dabbled with showing them. And my mom decided that she wanted to try English setters. So unbeknownst to me, they threw me in the car and took me up to the airport. I was in a really bad mood. I remember feeling so bad about it. And I was just being a brat, and I didn't want to go and just get in the car. And at the cargo place, they went in and brought a crate back with a little English setter puppy for me from Sally Vertulia. Run. Yeah. So, that sort of started it. I showed that little English setter bitch to her championship in Canada, and my sister started breeding English setters heavily after that. And there we go.
How old were you?
I think I was 6 when they bought me the puppy. And so I think I didn't probably show anything until later that year. But I was really young. I know I was not 7 yet.
Yeah.
So I think I showed my first dog when I was 6.
You beat me. I was 7. Anyway, okay. Mentors. Who's influenced you, Taffy, over the years?
I mean, probably to start with my sister. She used to work with me showing dogs all the time. She was a really great teacher. Then I had the golden ticket. I got to work for Susan Hillman. I wouldn't still be in it if it weren't for her. She was, as you well know, just the greatest. She helped form so many people that are in dogs today, and I don't think there's a person alive that could even say anything bad about her. I mean, she was an icon. And then later on, I would probably say Mark Shanoff. I remember having a conversation with him right after Bill and I had been married and had Taylor, our oldest daughter. And I kind of thought I'd, you know, kind of cut back and maybe not go to dog shows anymore. And I remember him sitting me down, and he didn't physically slap me, but he verbally slapped me and said, you know, you're our hope. Don't you dare quit. So I would say those three were probably the reason I'm still plugging away.
Do you have any good Susan stories you can share with me?
Oh my gosh. So many. I remember we used to go to Bermuda once or twice a year. And oh my gosh. She used to take whoever the assistant was that was working for her. And we had so many good times. It was a year that Bill Trainer had gone with the Irish Water Spaniel Aristocrat.
Oh, nice.
And Michael Dockle was working for him. And somehow Susan arranged it that I could go down to the beach with Michael and Aristocrat. Oh, my gosh. I still have that picture beside my bed.
That's amazing.
Of us playing on the beach in Bermuda. Yeah.
She was just,
A great dog. I mean, just amazing. A typical Irish Water Spaniel, but a really great dog. So, yeah, she was so marvelous. Another time we were on the Montana circuit, I think, and Susan's best friend was Tim Brazier. And Mrs. Clark and Mrs. Stevenson were there. And I was, I don't know, maybe 12, 13. And she said, we're going next door to the rodeo with Mrs. Clark and Mrs. Stevenson. Well, I couldn't even talk to Timmy at that point, let alone those two. And I remember sitting in the stands with the two of them. And they didn't call it a rodeo. They called it a rodeo. And just listening to those two kibitz about the horses and the steers and the cowboys. Oh my God. Oh, amazing.
Sure. Explain the relationship between Timmy and Susan though, for everybody, just in case people don't know.
Okay. I always said I was going to write a book of who worked for who, because I thought it would be so fun.
Oh, for sure.
Pat Tripp.
It's like a generation pedigree.
Absolutely. Yeah. Pat Tripp, who was one of the foremost handlers in Canada, at one time had Tim Brazier and Susan Hillman working for her. And they just were fast and furious friends. And it continued till the day Susan died. They had the same sense of humor, the same love of dogs, both so talented and great teachers. They were, even though Timmy moved down to Southern California, I think they probably talked at least once a week, every single week. Yeah. I mean, they were just best friends.
I miss those stories.
I know.
So you've done so much. You've had so many wonderful wins and dogs. Do you have a favorite win?
Favorite win. Honestly, I think the first time I won the variety in miniatures under Ricky Koster at PCA.
I remember that.
Yeah. My bitch wasn't the one that everybody thought was going to win. And she did. And I remember Mark Shanoff, because Mark was the one that had the one, Mark Bretter. Mark was supposed to win with his bitch. And I remember when I won the variety, Mark went running into the ring and picked me up and spun me around. It was huge.
I'm sure. Did you have a favorite dog?
That's really almost impossible to, yeah. We've been so blessed. Probably the easiest one I ever had. And I never really got the easy ones. Usually I got the ones that needed a little, you know, something to pull it out of their system or over, get over an obstacle. Usually they were timid or just not quite, they needed somebody to help them make themselves feel good about themselves. So probably the easiest one I ever showed was Spirit the Giant. I held up her armband. That is all I had to do. And that girl just, I swear she'd look at me like, put your feet together, you know, fix your hair. I never had to do anything with her. She was, she took me for the ride. I had nothing to do with it. So that was probably the most fun because I didn't have to work very hard.
they make us look good, those ones. No question.
Yeah, we love those ones.
What about breed? What's your favorite breed?
English setters.
Yay.
I when Bill and I first got married, I moved from Canada. I didn't have an English setter in my life. And, you know, I kind of forgot about it. We were busy trying to develop a business. And then my sister sent something down to me. And it was like, of course, I knew there was something missing. You know, I just, a second to an English setter would be a standard poodle. Yeah. There's just something so brilliant about them. But
you have a favorite English setter?
Probably Kid.
Yeah, he was a great guy.
He was just such a dope. I was showing his mother at the National, and Melissa and I were trading dogs. She was taking Zobri home, who was beautiful, but another one that knew exactly what to do, you know. And she said, okay, I'm going to switch dogs with you. You take Kid and I'll take Zobri home. I remember it was like 6 weeks of trying to get through to that dog, trying to get him to be what he could be. And I used to call her up daily and, can we switch back? Can we switch back? But that he got it. He figured it out. And he wasn't a soft dog, but if you raised your voice to him, the world crumbled for him. And so he really came leaps and bounds, but I enjoyed that kind of aspect in a dog too.
Yeah. He was fun to watch. The two of you were fun to watch.
Thanks.
Any advice for new handlers, Taffy?
Well, prior to all of this, my advice would be go to school and get an education before you decide to become a handler. And now that this new world form has happened, I would definitely suggest that, but also save your money. Be prepared. Prepare for a plan B. We're all kind of in a holding pattern in the world, you know, not just dog handlers, but as a world whole, keep your options open. Definitely.
I just remember as a young handler, it was hard not to spend all your money because you, at times you'd have all this money. So it was hard to learn to save money at that point.
Yeah. I was saying, you know, I can't believe I still have money in my bank account right now, but you know, we're not buying parking spots or grooming spots or buying plane tickets or hotels. And it's like, oh, wow, look at this.
Yes. Yeah. What has been your biggest obstacle in the sport, do you think?
My health.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Had a couple of glitches down the road. Was going full bore and then all of a sudden kind of slamming halt. And in amongst all of the, you know, really difficult stuff, I've ended up with lupus. So I am a very type A person. I can go 3 days with no sleep working. I just like, if, you know, if there's a task ahead of me, I go. And that's kind of been curtailed a lot with the lupus. But I would say I've been very lucky. I married a very talented man. We have a wonderful business. We live in 80 degree weather. It's April. It's so beautiful.
Looks beautiful.
It is beautiful. We've been blessed with great dogs and clients. It's been a magical ride other than the health blips.
Yeah. If you weren't a handler, what do you think you'd be doing?
I'd be an awesome millionaire. They just didn't accept my, you know, application.
I get it.
I think if I didn't show dogs, I don't have a very green thumb. That's Bill's gift. I always thought I'd own a flower shop because they just make people happy all the time. So probably something to that effect.
Okay. Skill or talent that most of us wouldn't know you possess?
I make a mean cheesecake.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Bill says it's the best he's ever had.
There you go. That's definitely a skill to have. What about superstitions?
Oh, so many. If the weekend starts with one rubber band for your armband, if it breaks that day, I don't even want to go in the ring. I don't even want to go in the ring. I just know it's not going to work out. I was listening to Bill's audio with you, and it's so funny. I had no idea he was so superstitious about stalls in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Of mine as well. If I go in, whatever number of stall, if it's a good day, I will wait in that bathroom until that stall is open.
I've never heard so that stupid. Before. Either one of so, you.
And Lucky Pennies too. I think I absorbed that from him though. So yeah.
I have that up here from Mr. Belcher was obsessed with that for a while.
Yeah.
Which dog from the past do you wish you could have shown or owned?
Shown or owned? Golly, there's so many of them. Well, there was an Afghan that came to Santa Barbara that to me was my all-time favorite dog that I knew nothing about. I was walking past the Afghan ring at Santa Barbara, and there were a lot of people around, and I thought, oh, I'll just have a look and see what's going on. Its name was Smoking in the Boys' Room.
Smoking in the Boys' Room.
I'm telling you, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I missed a dog. I missed one of my own dogs to show. I was so captivated by its performance. I loved that dog. I don't even remember what its kennel name was, but I loved the name Smoking in the Boys' Room. That was probably one of my favorite. I also loved Indy, the Doberman that Andy Linton showed. She just made you look like you knew what you're doing. I love those kind of dogs. Oh, so.
Fun to watch, no question.
Yeah.
What past show dog or dog show person, sorry, what past dog show person do you miss the most?
Susan.
Susan?
Absolutely. With all of the incredible accolades that Bill and I have accomplished in our career, I'd love to talk to her about them.
No, I'm sure. We all miss her up here. You know? I love getting together with Harold. Harold can't not talk about her. So.
Oh, I know. I get choked up every time I think about her. Yeah, she's solid gold.
Yeah, I wish more people in our world knew about her.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Yeah.
As judges, yeah, can you think of what the current judging process? Do you have any advice for that? It's a scary thing, isn't it, sometimes?
It is really scary. Because there's a lot of people that are coming up quickly that I don't necessarily feel have had the groundwork. And then there's so many people that I wish that would apply because they're so... They have so much knowledge. And I think it's just such a scary process for people that they're afraid of not passing the test.
Of course.
Or the, you know, or
40 years. So.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I could name 10 people that should just be given their license in specific breeds or groups.
I agree.
And, they never will. Pat Tripp was another one. You know, that lady showed every single variety of dogs that was around, and her knowledge was just incomparable to anybody. And she never wanted to do it. She didn't want to fail.
Right. It's a shame. We lose a lot of knowledge because of that, I think.
Yeah, and we have other people who are very confident in their abilities, yet maybe shouldn't be, you know, but.
I once wrote this article called Dog Show Judge Needed No Experience Necessary, and it was about taking a book of standards into a coffee shop and giving it to a kid to read, and an hour later testing them, and they could pass because they could memorize things and never exactly. Have seen a breed, and they could have passed the sporting group.
Yeah.
Scary thing.
Terrifying.
Like I talked to George Olson a lot, and then there's a waste of George should have easily been a sporting dog judge, but
yeah,
the way it goes.
Yeah,
he didn't really want to though. That's a different story anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You have a worst. What would be your worst defeat in dogs? Do you remember a day that you thought was your worst defeat? We have a few of those.
Yeah, there was one I remember, and I think I'm pretty much known for my good sportsmanship, and I'm a great loser. I remember showing Zawbri, Kid's mom, at the garden, and I lost the breed. And I don't even remember who judged. I don't remember who won. And I left the ring. I went best of opposite. I left the ring. You probably beat me. I hate to even say the story. And Bill said, you need to go back and get a best of opposite sex picture. And I was like, I don't want a best of opposite sex. And he said, you need to. So I went in the ring. I got my picture. And I wish I could remember who the judge was. And they said, this is really lovely. You're going to do some nice winning with her someday. And I lost it. And I said, I've already done it. And for anybody who knows me, that is so not me. But I was so ticked off about it. She, oh my gosh, she showed so beautifully. And she was such a lovely bitch.
Maybe that was your favorite breed. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. A little passionate about that breed. A little bit.
Zawbri was lovely. She's a beautiful bitch.
Yeah.
All right. With all this time off, what are you guys doing? I know Bill said a lot of yard work. Anything else?
Oh, no, so much gardening. So much gardening. Yeah. I wish, you know, our son and his wife and grandbaby, we're grandparents, live about an hour away, but we really can't, you know, can't see her. So I've learned Zoom. And I spend a lot of time sounding like an idiot on Zoom with my granddaughter. So I can't wait till we get to have her here and teach her how to swim in the pool and all those good things. But the garden looks amazing. We've been cooking a lot, which probably means my 600-pound life is going to come visit us shortly after this is all released. And we'll do some filming. Other than that, that's about it.
All right, I have one more question for you. This was a special request question from somebody that sent me a message. Someone wants to know, I don't know if you will guess who it is, they want to know if you know how many scarves you own.
No. Oh, easily 200, probably. I don't know who that was.
I just got that request this morning, so... Well, thanks, Taff. Had a great time. Hope you're doing well. You look great, as usual.
Oh, thank you. We miss you, and I hope to see you back in a fun building somewhere.
Oh, we will, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, you take care of yourself, and I will get back to you soon.
Well, thanks, Taffy. That was great. If you like what we're doing here and you want to see more, make sure you tune in to Will Alexander's Dog Show Tips and like, share, and subscribe. If you have any questions for me, go to dogshowtips@gmail.com. And we have tons of more videos there with training and more interviews and more wake-up calls. And we have more upcoming news that you can find on willalexander.net. Until then, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.